Good morning. I love hearing the din. We'll have a little bit more of that in a moment. But let's rise for the call to worship and remain standing for the first song if you are able. Day by day, God leads us to the deep, deep pools of peace. To the green, lush lawns of grace. Day by day, Jesus calls us to pour out ourselves in service, to anoint the stranger with hope. Day by day, the Holy Spirit shows us the community we could be, the family we are called to become. Let's sing "Here I Am, Lord," number 395 in the hymnal worship book. Before you sit down, I would like to invite you all to greet the people around you, and if there is somebody that you don't know or somebody that you haven't said good morning to in a while, please say hello to them. And so begins the morning with wonderful welcome and fellowship and the loving relationship that we have in our church family. And this morning, I as I was walking to church, I go, oh, what a beautiful day. And I always, every time I come outside and the sun is shining, the air is beautiful, warm, I think, this really is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that happens to be my favorite verse as well. So now we will go into our service. Are there any guests that would like to be introduced? I see there are some people here that are not regular members of our church. Like mothers, grandmothers. Welcome. There we go. Wonderful. Welcome. We hope you enjoy our service and enjoy sharing God's word with us today. Is there anybody else that would like to be introduced? Well, I welcome you all, and it is wonderful to see so many younger folks in the congregation today. It's always a blessing to see the wee ones and the not so wee ones as well, and wonderful to see you all sitting in the pews. I will go to the announcements, and I would like to highlight a few. And as we go through the announcements, or later on when we're in sharing, let's remember the members of our church that are in care homes, that are in hospitals, that are awaiting treatment, that are requiring a prayer from us. Let's keep them in our prayers later on in the service. There is a few things I want to highlight. One is the pizza, lunch, and crokinole tournament. I don't know if Lizzie wants to talk about that. We'll get Lizzie to come up because that's a fun one to talk about. So we will start with that one.
Good morning. So I have three announcements about three different things. So the first one is that there is definitely room for another youth worker or two to come hang out at youth on Wednesday evenings, usually from 7 to 9. We have one for this year, but if that's something that you've been thinking about, maybe wanting to do, come talk to me, because that would be great to have one more. My second announcement is about the listening circles. This is kind of the last day or so for me to be receiving sheets just so I can go through that information and start setting dates. But if you have one today or tomorrow, you can drop it into my mailbox, you can slip it under my door, or you can give it to Leanna and it will get to me. And then the third announcement is about the pizza lunch and crokinole tournament camp fundraiser. I just wanted to explain some of the background and purpose of that. This past May, when all of the camp workers had applied and been accepted, and they were Camps with Meaning was starting to send out information to the churches about who from congregations would be working there, and all of that started happening. We realized that we had a really good problem to have, and that is that we had people from our church that we are sponsoring wanting to work more than what we had set aside to pay them in the budget. And so to cover that extra cost for their salaries this year, Church Council very graciously agreed to pay them out of the missions fund. So this year, the five camp workers that we had were paid and were able to work at camp. But to make sure that when that problem that's not really a problem comes up in the future, we are covered. We want to have one pizza lunch and crokinole tournament as a fundraiser and see how that goes over. And so we could still use a few more crokinole boards. If you have one, let me know. We have, I think, six so far. So that's 24 players, which seems like a good start, but we could use a few more. And also, I have no idea how much pizza to order, so if you could let me know if you're coming or sign up on the back table, there are some sign-up sheets. Just write your name and how many people will be coming with you. Then that will at least help get an estimate on how much to order. And if you don't sign up, there will be extra, so please still stay next Sunday.
And I will just continue on with Lizzie mentioning that there is still youth workers required. There is an insert in our bulletins today, and it is all about extra help for the youth as well as the Sunday school. So if you feel called and have some time and you want to share your presence with the young folks of the church, this is a great opportunity for you to be involved in all the youth and the children's programs. So I would urge you to take a look at the various roles that are available and sign up for some of them or talk to Shauna and Jessica. I would also like to highlight that the choir will begin rehearsing for Thanksgiving starting next week at 9:30 a.m. So all are welcome to bring their voices to the choir rehearsals. Is there anybody else who wants to highlight specific comment in the church or in the bulletin or something that may not be in the bulletin? Megan is raising her hand. Do you want to come up and say it or do you want me to do it? Perfect.
Okay, morning everyone. I just want to just let you all know that I did start coffee up again. So next Sunday morning, 10:30, if you want to come down to the kitchen area, there'll be coffee and tea and all that, so everyone is welcome. That's it. All right.
So we can start our fellowship before the service begins. Wonderful. Thank you, Megan. I always look forward to coffee downstairs and talking to people and finding out what's new and what's happening in others' lives. I believe that we will now go to the dedication of Christian workers.
I'm used to the mic being right here, not having to talk to the mic. I'm glad to see you all here this morning, and I'm glad to see the folks in the front, children and teachers. So on this Sunday, in the church year, sometimes maybe we would have done this last Sunday on the homecoming Sunday, but we do want to pay a little special attention to our people that work with children and youth. And so we have a four-part little thing here, statement. I will start, and then we're going to show some slides. And the Sunday school workers, club leaders, and youth leaders, right, those who are working with the young folks in particular, you'll have the first slide that comes up on the screen. Parents will follow, and then the congregation will have the last slide. So you're going to be looking at the screen. So, to you, Sunday school workers, club leaders, youth workers, we are grateful that you have said yes to guiding our children and youth in their Christian faith here at North Kildonan Mennonite Church. We appreciate your work, and we thank God for each of you. We pray that God will help you accomplish your work. And then our parents. Maybe we'll let the parents off the hook. Yeah, next year you'll be better. Okay. Okay, let's all join together as a congregation. Here's what the parents would have said. We will participate by teaching and living the way of Jesus with our children and youth in all the small moments of life. We will be supportive of those who work with our children and pray for them. And then the congregation. We are also part of this ministry. We will model in our lives the way of life that you are teaching our children and youth. In knowing you and the children and youth participating in our programs, we hope to encourage you. May you be given a deep love for those you work with, and may Christ be known through your words and your life. Our prayers will be with you. And in fact, we're going to have one prayer for you right now. Our God, who comes to us through people, through the Word, the Bible, through the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're grateful that you continue to bring opportunities for us to learn more about you. And on this Sunday, we are thinking especially about our church's programs to help to bring you to our children and youth. And we want to pray for those who are in charge, for those who are volunteering. We want to pray that you will give wisdom and energy to carry on that task. And we pray for our younger folks, that their hearts will be open to what your Spirit is doing within them. We pray that our church's program in this regard would be meaningful and helpful and would be a place where our younger folks hear your voice over and over again. We give you thanks for those who are working and teaching, and pray for your blessing and direction as they do that. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. Amen.
Wow, it's great to see you all. So today, Pastor Marv is going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. Does anybody have a favorite fruit? Does anybody want to tell me what their favorite fruit is? Apples? Cantaloupe, yum. Yes. Okay, I heard grapes and bananas. Does anybody have something different? You don't like bananas? I'm sure some of the kids do. What do you like? Watermelon. You like watermelon too? So when we see fruits, there's all sorts of different fruits that grow on trees and grow on vines. Today, Pastor Marv is talking about fruits of the Spirit. Does anybody know what that means? Well, today we're going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. And within each of us, God has created a fruit. We're going to call it the fruit because it's all different characteristics that we have. There's love, there's peace, there's patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Those are all fruits of the Spirit. And today we're going to talk about love. Can anybody think of a fruit that kind of looks like, that you would think of when you think of love? That's very true. This particular fruit grows on the ground. What does that look like?
Strawberry.
It looks like a strawberry. And what's a strawberry a shape of? A heart. And what does heart mean? Love. So that's what we're going to learn about today. And I've got some coloring for the strawberry that I'll give to the teachers, and they can hand out to you guys. So let's, before we go down and before we do this presentation of the Bibles, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, teach us to live by the fruit of the Spirit so people will see Jesus in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. So before we go down for Sunday school, there are some kids who are in grade 2 now and who are in grade 6 or maybe just out of grade 6 who are going to get Bibles today. So the Adventure Bible is for those going into grade 2. So we have Sophia. And Jacob Dick. And Samuel will get his later. And Jacob France Warpington. Where are you? There you are. Awesome. And Dante will get his later. And then we have those in grade 6. We have Ivan Bergen. There you go. And this one is Belle Coates. Awesome. All right, so now we're going to go down for our first Sunday school.
Please turn in your hymnals to number 363, Renew Your Church. Please stand. Be 363.
Renew Your Church.
To the sharing part of our service. Is there anybody who has news to share, joys, concerns, prayer requests? We have a quiet crowd today. Well, in order to keep you all updated, I've had a couple of questions about Lhasa. And I just wanted to let everybody know that she is flourishing in her life in Australia and is really enjoying her time. She is now working on a yacht and taking out tourists to go out and explore the islands for 2 nights and 3 days. And she's cooking and getting to know people from all over the world. And within the community, it seems that she's being embraced and being encouraged and supported by new friends and other travelers, and is really enjoying her overseas experience. So that's an update from her.
Hi, it's Kathy here. Just on your theme there, Linda, about traveling, I just want to share with everyone and ask for prayer support. Our little page is leaving, I'm going to cry now, for the Philippines of all places tomorrow evening. So she's on a journey with two friends, just turned 18, and on her way to explore and have great adventures. So I ask for prayer support for her and her friends, that they have a safe journey and have lots of fun, but come home safe. Thank you.
Okay, we definitely need to pray for our young travelers, and it's probably one of the greatest learning experiences of their lives, learning how to navigate the world on their own, and certainly we do pray for safety for Paige. I'm excited for her, though, too. Okay, anybody else have any prayer requests or concerns? If not, let's just read through the names in our bulletin of those who are in the hospital, at home, in the care homes. And I will start a prayer, and I will leave some time at the end of it to allow us to add our own personal prayers. Let's bow our heads. Loving God, we are called to serve others, and by doing so, we show your love to those who need it most, the poor, the hungry, the sick, the naked, the lost. Thank you for this calling. Thank you for the ability to serve others with the resources we have, the courage to step beyond our comfortable lives, and the love pouring from our hearts. Guide us as we discern your call to service and what that means to us personally and as a congregation. And we will now add our personal prayers for a moment. Lead us down your path, Lord, encouraging us as we show Christ to others when we serve. Amen. We will now take the offering. Thank you, Carol and Trudy. That was beautiful.